Plans for nine new homes are approved. Plans for nine new homes proposed on a lane in Wallingford have been approved by the District Council's Planning Committee despite objections from neighbours. The second attempt at an application for nine new homes in Queen's Avenue, Wallingford, has been successful as outline planning application for the development was recommended for approval by South Oxfordshire District Council's most recent planning committee. It will go ahead despite objections from Wallingford Town Council, neighbours and locals in the town who raise concerns about traffic, overdevelopment and the impact on biodiversity. Comprised of nine chalet-style homes, three pairs of two-storey semi-detached dwellings and three further detached chalet-style dwellings, the development will be on a site at the end of the residential road beyond Abbeyvale Vets car park. A previous application was refused by the District Council and dismissed by an inspector at appeal, but only because of the issue of amenity of future residents of Phase 5 of the Highcroft development, currently under construction to the northwest of the site. The issue involved Highcroft residents being overlooked by the large buildings proposed for Queen's Avenue, which have been amended by the applicant for the second attempt. South Oxfordshire District Council's planning officer, speaking in the planning committee meeting, said, "It's important to note that the previous appeal decision would have been allowed if it weren't for the concerns regarding the amenity of future occupants, with the inspector determining that the development was acceptable in terms of highway safety, access layout, drainage and tree loss. As well as being shortened to chalet-style dwellings, the plots, which would have overlooked the Highcroft, have been moved further away from the site boundary and will only have first floor windows on the north and east sides." Jake Collins, a planning consultant, speaking on behalf of applicant Gareth Bertram Limited, said, "The amendments significantly reduce the physical presence, mass and bulk of these dwellings and can be secured and controlled as such at reserved matters stage. The revised details fully address and overcome the single issue raised by the previous appeal inspector." Craig Wright, who also spoke at the meeting, is a neighbour to the development in Queen's Avenue and raised objections to the application. He said the lane would become overdeveloped with the addition of nine dwellings, describing it as a cram development with undersized gardens set out in a cul-de-sac layout in contrast to the existing grain of houses in the road. His objections join the nearly 90 comments submitted on the application of the Council's planning portal, including from Wallingford Town Council, which likewise said it was overdevelopment with undersized gardens and unacceptable traffic increases. "I would like to add an addendum to this article. I was at the planning meeting on Wednesday of last week, and the plans were not approved because one of the councillors proposed a site visit to further examine the site, and this was carried by the council, and therefore the decision to approve the plans was deferred. Unless there has been some other planning discussions at the county council that we don't know about."